This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Efforts ought to be noted here. Doug has pulled together this eclectic crew of partners in the form of Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and himself. So the project continues because today is Monday, the 5th of June. Last full week of the month of June, Jennifer.
Yeah, that's where we are.
We are where we are. Okay, so Victoria, bring us up to date on where we are as far as some of the trending stories, whether they be news or views, but most of them are newsy items, I'm guessing.
Well, Victoria's out today.
Oh,
so
that's right,
that.
Too. What the heck's the matter with me?
I don't know. I just said that off air.
Yeah, but I wasn't. My headset wasn't on, so I wasn't listening to
something
it.
Something wasn't attached.
Okay. Keep your wise apple comments to yourself. All right, let's go, Jen.
All right, so Sarah Huckabee Sanders trending all weekend. That seemed to be the biggest story because a restaurant owner in Lexington, Virginia, was at a restaurant called the Red Hen, asked for her to leave the restaurant on Friday evening. Apparently, Sarah Sanders and a group of friends went into the restaurant, and some of the staff members called the owner, Stephanie Wilkinson, and said, look, Sarah Sanders is here. What do you want us to do? She came to the restaurant herself.
What do you want us to do?
Right.
What do you mean, what do you want us to do?
Don't ask me. I didn't work there. I would have just handed her her chicken and made no problems.
What is the problem with her? What, she didn't have cash to pay?
No. She just got there. She was just hanging out with friends. But in any case, this woman, the owner, comes into the restaurant and says, yep, it's Sarah Sanders. So she called her outside and said, I have a problem with you, and you are not welcome here. And so she 86'd her. Done. Out. And so Sarah Sanders' group offered to pay since they had already ordered, even though they hadn't received their food yet. The restaurant said, nope, you don't have to pay, and the whole group left. And now there has been a whole brouhaha of people supporting this woman, and then there have been also just as many people insulting this woman.
Why would anybody insult, I mean, well, I guess either, I don't even begin to understand. I saw this yesterday, during the day, whenever it was, and I saw this, and then some comment or some focus on her tweeting about her being Sarah Sanders, violating the law? Violating what law?
Ethics.
What is this country coming to?
Law. Right.
Ethics.
And so
what
all
ethics?
She did, Sarah Sanders, so I guess Stephanie Wilkinson took issue with the stance of the Trump administration on transgender troops. And so then Sarah Sanders gets on social media and confirms the story because it was spinning around. So she says, last night I was told by the owner of Red Hen in Lexington to leave because I work for POTUS, and I politely left. Her actions say far more about her than about me. I always do my best to treat people, including those I disagree with, respectfully, and will continue to do so. That was it. Some people say that that's an ethics violation because she specifically mentioned the restaurant's name.
What a load of manure this whole damn thing is. What is this country coming to if we can't have a disagreeable moment or two? You're going to throw people out of restaurants? What the hell is the matter with not necessarily this woman, but people who think like that? Is that we all have to agree on everything? What? This thing infuriates me. The whole thing infuriates me.
I agree. I think it's infuriating.
Even though
the Supreme
Court allowed with the cake guy, so the Supreme Court says we can discriminate, yada, yada, yada.
But the correlation is this. I think business owners have the right to do business with who they want.
I do, too.
But this woman also needs to be prepared for the amount of fallout
that's
going
back.
Right. Because at the end of the day, I think if you own something, you get to decide what's appropriate for you. So I guess if I had to, I would have to side with this woman. But I think it's disgusting because it just shows the amount of hate that is going on and that people are absolutely incapable of just realizing that everybody has an opinion. You may not agree with it, but that's okay. I mean,
no more
it's just
disagreeing, though.
It shows that's a symptom outlawed of where we are right now politically.
Yeah. So in the meantime, Trump supporters leave a 1-star rating on this restaurant's page, and people who don't like Trump give it a 5. What a bunch of nonsense. This is, I want to be able to say, I wish this weren't public radio or whatever, commercial radio, because I really want to say what I really think about this. And it has nothing to do with Sarah Saunders, and really has nothing to do with anybody. It has to do with the think, the like think,
I would just ask the same question. If this were someone from Obama's page, what would the implication, or from his staff, what would the implications be? It would be that these people are somehow racist. But, I don't know. It's a sad state of affairs, I think.
It is. That's a good way of putting it, Jennifer. It's a sad state of affairs. Disagree, agree. Up, down, sideways. What is the Red Hen? Just a local restaurant there? There's no other. This is the only one.
I don't know. I would ask Kara that, but I have not heard of it being a chain. So no. I think it's probably just a private restaurant.
Yeah, I've never heard of it before. It just looks like it's kind of rustic bar restaurant. That there are plenty of around the country, but I think this is the only individual one. Like, there are plenty of restaurants like.
What do you think of this, Kara?
I think it's stupid. I don't really understand. I don't know if they were just trying to get more attention for their restaurant or what. I think it's probably going to come back to bite them in the butt somehow. And the thing I don't really understand either is if you're a restaurant in the D.C. area, how you turn people away based on their politics.
Yeah.
When half of them are that party.
And even more than half of it, because Trump's party is the one in power right now. So all of a lot of the politicians in D.C. are going to have those same politics, so it doesn't really make a lot of sense to me. But I don't know. Obviously, this is the politics of the restaurant because the waiters knew to call the person in just because
they
came in.
Yeah, what is that all about?
It's obviously something they talked about previously, so I don't know. It's an interesting story. I didn't really keep up much with it over the weekend, but I know a lot of people were really peeved about it. So, and I can't really blame them because it's just kind of a stupid response. Yeah. I can understand if someone comes in and they're causing a racket and they're, being super loud about something. You wouldn't want anyone like that in your restaurant, but if they just come in to eat and they're fine and they're not making, a lot of noise or anything, I don't really know why you would kick them out. It doesn't make a lot of sense.
I look at Sarah Sanders and think that she is one tough cookie. She has been, if you talk about press secretaries in history, Sean Spicer got his fair share too, but as a woman, she gets made fun of for being fat. She gets made fun of for her appearance. She gets a lot of heat for,
What's the matter with her appearance?
Nothing, but people look at Saturday Night Live. They always show her as like the dowdy, heavy set press secretary.
I'm so sick of Saturday Night Live. I'm so over Saturday Night Live. You take your politics and shove them up your, it's just, the decision is to watch or not to watch, listen or not listen. You know that there's an apolitical side. This program is apolitical, but I don't even like that. And maybe the reason that I try to have a steer away from a lot of these political discussions as much as possible is because I have the visceral reaction to them that I am just displaying here. And it's because I think the country is getting creamed by itself. The old business about you don't get destroyed from outside, you get destroyed from inside.
Eat your own.
So one interesting thing I will say that I just saw is that apparently there is a Red Hen location in D.C. that is completely unaffiliated with this location in Virginia, and they're getting a lot of crap on Twitter. Their handle is the Red Hen D.C. versus Red Hen Lex in Lexington, Virginia. So if you are interested in not going to that restaurant anymore, and you're supportive of businesses, just do your research and find out which one it actually happened in. Yeah. And don't have.
And people get carried away. Yeah. Yep. All right. Players are here. Information is here for you. It's 16 past the hour on the Monday DJV program, a reminder about cleansing your body. This is appropriate no matter what time of day, what day of week. But I'm guessing if you were like me, I went out, I really had a fabulous weekend. I went to my 50th college reunion at Heidelberg in Tiffin, Ohio. And some of the memories, some of the friends, some of the conversations, just fabulous. What we ate, what it did to me. So it's time for me to get out the tea, the life change tea, and cleanse some of that stuff that I ate that was in excess. No question about that. I got a little of this and a little of that, mostly too much of that, not enough of this. My liver, my kidneys, my colon, and yours as well, needs to be clear through, and deodorized too. So cleanse it regularly, every single day, with this fabulous tea that gets the chemicals, the outside intruders, the digestive system tuned up, and it'll help you with weight loss as well. So if you want to experience clearer, healthier, younger-looking skin, increase in energy, clean out your body, that's what this tea is about. Life Change Tea. And when you go to the website, getthetea.com, see what other teas they have there. They have a Formula 13 tea that's also unique and has its special purpose. But whatever your need, go to getthetea.com. Can't buy this in the store. You get it online. Getthetea.com. Use the code DJV, and the folks there will ship it to you without charge. So you want the best of your body, the best of the day. Those are a couple of the many benefits of using Life Change Tea. Getthetea.com. Drink it. Enjoy it. Have value from having, it's not just enjoyable, but it's also great for your body. That's what you want. Good, clear through. GetTheTea.com, discount code DJV for free shipping.
Where is your there? Your happy place. Your go-to destination. Maybe it's that hidden cove by the lake. Or that place an hour and a half away on Route 6 that serves the world's best meatloaf. Or maybe it's home. At Valero, we have the fuel to get you there, wherever there is. Because Valero top-tier certified quality fuel keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com.
Dear Diary, today I had two more people say, "You look good. Have you lost weight between you and me? It makes me feel really good." People started asking, "What workouts or diet are you doing?" And the famous, you know, "What's your secret?" I can't help but wonder, should I let them in on my secret? Well, Diary, you know my secret's Calitrin. I still can't believe how amazing it works, though. Yeah, I eat somewhat healthy and I exercise a little, but Calitrin seriously is the one doing all the work for me. I've never felt better. Anyway, I've got to go, Diary. I've got a date tonight. Talk to you later. XOXO.
Hello, my name is Joyce. I've used Calitrin for a while. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 6. I no longer have knee pain, and it makes my sister-in-laws jealous.
I'm Roger, and being the age of 54, my joints felt so much better. I got a better night's sleep. Can't say enough about the product.
My name is Melissa. I've been taking Calitrin, and I've lost 22 pounds.
Calitrin, the number one choice for healthy weight loss. Try it today at toploss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
Excuse me, sir.
Yeah, hang on a sec.
You've been riding this thing all day, and my son would like a turn.
He seems a bit young for this twin-cylinder hog, doesn't he?
It's a coin-operated kiddie bike.
No, ma'am. It's a coin-operated freedom machine.
No, it's a kiddie bike.
It's hard to be without your bike, so do something easy and protective with Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. With basic policies as low as $75 a year, you'll be back on the road in no time. Visit Progressive.com to quote today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so the World Cup trophy apparently has become a target of those who want to traffic in marijuana and cocaine. The Narcos de la Copa, which is, I guess you translate that loose, the Narcos is narco, is, narc, the narcs traveling in the World Cup trophy, or fake ones, apparently, because they are not raising any suspicions as they use them. So they're finding marijuana, cocaine, crack cocaine. Ay, ay, ay. So a couple of them, I guess, were seized. It's 21 after the hour.
Q102. Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith, Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
If you don't mind, we are here along with the reality of Monday. This is defining Mondays is what we like to do here on the DJV program. 23 after the hour, Doug Steffen and Jennifer Horn focus on television. I must say I haven't watched television this weekend. Amounts to anything. My children are here. My grandson is here. I went to Heidelberg. Didn't watch any TV there. Oh, well, we didn't watch sort of a TV show of some of the precious moments of our years at Heidelberg. Don't know that'd be.
That's sort of a TV show.
Yeah, it is kind of. It was not.
One that only you'd be interested in watching, I'm pretty sure.
Yes, right. The people that are in the class with me. So what do we have today, Jennifer, that looks like it would be exciting or worth our attention and or time?
Well, I'm super excited, and I think the ladies might be super excited with me, too, and that is because on Nickelodeon tonight, Double Dare returns. It's a show that I grew up with. I think Victoria and Kara also got to enjoy Double Dare. It's a trivia show that was hosted by Mark Summers. It ran for a long time on Nickelodeon, where teams would compete with trivia and physical challenges, and then the winning team would move on to compete in the obstacle course. There is a reboot of that on Nickelodeon. It starts tonight at 8 o'clock, and then there's a second episode at 8:30, and it runs throughout the week, so you can check it out. Also tonight, if that's not quite your thing, there is a brand new episode of Salvation at 9 o'clock on CBS. This is the season 2 premiere, and it's the secret of the asteroid that becomes public following a nuclear incident. This is going to be quite exciting, I think, right at the edge of your seat on CBS at 9 o'clock tonight, followed by a new episode of Elementary at 10 on ABC. Kara is Bachelorette night. Everybody grits your red wine and sit on the couch for that. The Bachelorette, 8 o'clock, followed by a new show on ABC called The Proposal. That's at 10 o'clock, where 10 men compete to hand a ring to their...
Oh, come on. More of that stuff?
It's by the producers of The Bachelor. It's basically the same thing, only a quicker version of it.
Yeah, it's an hour instead of two. Right. On NBC, new tonight, Running Wild with Bear Grylls. That's at 8 o'clock, followed by American Ninja Warrior at 9 o'clock. So You Think You Can Dance is new on Fox tonight at 8 o'clock. And on CW, there's a brand new episode of Whose Line Is It Anyway? That's at 9 o'clock. Before that, Penn & Teller Fool Us at 8. That starts things off for the CW. And that's what's new tonight.
26 past the hour, music time now, as we celebrate with Paul Simon. He's approaching the end of his touring career, so he says. If you remember a few months ago, he said he was going to extend the Homeward Bound farewell tour to conclude in New York City, which is his hometown. Plans to play 3 consecutive shows to commemorate his retirement from being out on the road. So the announcement has come that he'll be finishing out with one final show at Flushing Meadows Corona Park, which is out near LaGuardia, where the World Fair took place in 1964, Flushing Meadows. That'll be the 22nd of September, a fitting final stop, as he spent most of his childhood out in that borough, the borough of Queens, where Flushing Meadows is. He's also going to take the stage of Madison Square Garden on the 20th and the 21st. Tickets for the shows at Madison Square Garden on sale now. Pre-sale for the Corona Park show will start today. So that's the story. You can hear him sing Graceland and Diamonds in the Souls and Late in the Evening and Me and Julio down in the... And all that stuff that was really a very important part of it isn't... Most of the stuff, I shouldn't say... Well, much of it is stuff that he did with Art Garfunkel. And so it's kind of...
Why do you say it that way? Is that just another, like,
yes,
thing where you say New York wrong?
Yes,
instead of Garfunkel?
Yes. All right.
Clear that. Okay.
Yeah. It's
an hopefully everybody gets it.
Trick.
Who's Art Garfunkel?
Who doesn't know? Garfunkel, come on. You can't extend your imagination.
I can. I know you're talking about. I'm just saying other people might think you sound a little...
Really?
A little out of it.
That. Really? No kidding. 28 past the hour, how dare they?
Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm...
The Scales of Life. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Some decisions in life are big and some are heavy. The bigger and heavier the decision, the more important it is for you to weigh the consequences. Or is it? I guess where I'm going with this is that it's not just the big and heavy decisions that need to be weighed. It's all of them. Even the tiniest of choices has consequences. And in life, it's important for you to realize that small decisions matter just like big decisions do. Because at the end of it all, it will be all of your decisions that impacted your entire life, not just a select few. Be mindful that every decision you encounter, no matter the size, will ultimately be weighed on the scales of life. For guidance along the way, listen to Tackling Life, my new podcast with NFL legend Ray Lewis. And be sure to like us on Facebook.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-208-1797. That's 1-800-208-1797. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. That's 1-800-208-1797. 1-800-
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Over 600 buildings, many homes, remain threatened by a huge wildfire in Northern California this morning that continues to burn out of control and which has already destroyed at least a dozen buildings. The Pawnee Fire burning at least 7,700 acres northwest of Sacramento. Low humidity and winds are helping to fuel that blaze. And in southwestern Colorado, the 416 fire continues near Durango. It could worsen this week, also because of the weather conditions. conditions. The top Senate Democrat, Chuck Schumer, saying the White House should put one person in charge of reunifying separated illegal immigrant kids and their parents.
I am here to urge that we appoint a czar in charge of the reunification process.
That is, President Trump says illegal immigrants must be immediately deported with no judges or court cases. This is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire. When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The DJ V Show, you'll love the DJ V Podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJ V Show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Here we are back on the radio and elsewhere as well. Don't forget the podcast at djvshow.com of our special presentations. This program, according to some, is relatable. According to some, it's funny. According to some, it's a warm way for you to spend time, knowledgeable. You get the facts about things. You get our thoughts about things. You get to answer back if you'd like. Easy to find us on Twitter, at DJV Show, at Jennifer Horn, at C. Schillen, at Doug Steffen, facebook.com/DJV Show, where there are bound to be some pictures sooner or later of me pulling the pin on a cannon at the farm yesterday, scaring lots of, I don't know if I scared anybody except myself, actually. We had a reenactment of a Civil War battle They were on the farm here at Eastley Farm, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, EastleyFarm.com. You'll see pictures, video of the reenactment of the Civil War battle with the soldiers on both sides. It looks like, if you didn't know it was the farm, it looked like the hills, the rolling hills of Virginia, because my farm looks like the rolling hills of Virginia. And it was really like almost the set of a movie. It was really pretty astounding to see what happened. And so people spent the day having fun there. And I started it off at noontime with pulling the pin on the candle. So I think if that's not there, we'll get it there. But those are sorts of things, trying to share not only what's going on now, but things that will apply or could apply to you in your life, hopefully. Today, as an example of that, is World Beatles Day. Every year on June 25th, the international community comes together to celebrate World Beatle Day, paying tribute to the Beatles, of course, and the impact they had on history, on pop culture, on music. McCartney, Lennon, Starr, Harrison came back into the vision. They were teenagers in 1962 from Liverpool, went on to release groundbreaking songs and albums. They were together for about 10 years, and then they went their separate ways. And every once in a while, we remember through video of their first performance. This is one of my favorite first Beatles songs, by the way. I want to hold your hand. Came to the Washington Coliseum, 1964. One of the most, when you think about it, you look at the history of the Beatles, this is probably one of the most well-known of all the concerts, not only for them, but in the history of our country. So World Beatles Day goes back to, let's see, when was it, 2009, honoring the Beatles' contribution to these various genres of music, their platform of peace and positivity, enthusiasm. That's another byword for my program, I think, this program. Peace, positivity, enthusiasm. Sometimes you get off the beaten path a little
bit. PPE.
Yes, PPE. Beatles' beloved hit All You Need Is Love was the first performed on television in England, June 25th, 1967. All You Need Is Love, which is the reason for the date today, June 25th, 67 to June 25th, 2018. Where would music be? Where would culture be? Where would we be without the Beatles? That's an interesting question, isn't it? I mean, you think about it, all the attention and all the great fun, smiles, memories, thoughts that have come as a result of the Beatles. I know I'm certainly a Beatles fan, have been from the beginning, and was fortunate enough to be a disc jockey in the era when they were popular, so it was fun playing all of this music.
Did
and now
you get
it's
to
fun.
See the Paul McCartney carpool karaoke?
I did not, Jennifer. Did you?
It's amazing. If you haven't seen it, you really need to watch it. It's about a half an hour, but it is really, really, really good. It's a great
one.
Well,
both of them are very attractive personalities in and of their own right. Certainly, Corden is no Paul McCartney, but he's a likable character. And McCartney, every once in a while, reference the road that we had together across the Atlantic on the Concorde. He sat across from each other and spent pretty much the whole flight talking about, well, he was pretty good, interested in what I did, to the point of inviting me to come to a recording session, and then I obviously wanted to know, hopefully, things that, it wasn't an interview, it was just a conversation about, with two guys who really like what they do, and it was obvious that he has enjoyed pretty much every minute of every day having been a Beatle. And people approach him all the time. I'd never never forget the story that I know I've told before, getting off the plane and us walking, the woman from British Airways came, not for me, but for him. And then there was a youngster behind me when we went to the to carousel to pick up bags. This girl came up to me and she said, "You think I can get his autograph? Will you ask him if he'll sign an autograph for me?" Because she saw me talking to him. I said, "You know, you don't have to ask me. Go over and ask him yourself, because he's very approachable. I'm sure he'd love to give you an autograph." So she, this is probably a girl, 20, 21. She was a little afraid at first. And I said, no, go ahead. And Paul saw me sending her over there. And so he was ready. He was just, and the woman in British Airways tried to shoo her away, because, you don't want to talk to, he said, no. So he chatted with her for a few moments and signed her autograph, and that's the kind of guy he is. And that's what you want. Isn't that what you want from celebrity in general?
Yeah, to be kind.
Yeah.
And to know, to actually feel, I mean, look, you're Paul McCartney. You're going to feel pretty darn good about your talent. But to still remember that it's the fans that put you where you are and that you can spend some time chatting with them, that's a huge deal.
Right. All right, other people in the news. Sarah Netanyahu, who's the wife of the Prime Minister of Israel, has been charged with fraud and breach of trust over alleged misuse of state funds at their residence. Case known as the meals ordering affair. Prosecutors say that Mrs. Netanyahu used state money to pay for $100,000 worth of meals at the Prime Minister's residence. Isn't that what you're supposed to? I don't get it. She paid $10,000 for private chefs. Oh, they don't have those?
I don't know how that is there, but don't they hear our president pays for all of his own food?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Why? Yeah, I think that's actually, I don't know. I think the staff is somehow paid for by tax dollars, but I think the food, for some reason, I've heard this before, like the grocery bill is actually paid for by whoever the first family is.
They have an allotment for that? Is there some sort of, there must be an entertainment allotment in the budget there.
You would think, I can't imagine, okay, so someone like Donald Trump could afford this. This is not being negative politically, but I would imagine going into the White House, the Obamas probably didn't have as much money as the Trumps or the whatever it is, the Bushes or the Clintons. Clintons were poor when they went into the White House.
Yep.
So,
not when they came out.
If that's the case, you can't, right, you can't have them making, probably putting up their own money for state dinners and stuff. I would imagine that has to be the tax dollars, right?
Mm-hmm. It just doesn't seem, it seems to me like that's the kind of stuff we as taxpayers ought to take care of. And there are a lot of things that go on that we ought not to take care of. But anyway, so not a big deal. It's just one of those interesting.
Well, the one thing about the Netanyahus is that they've been a target from their political opponents in that country for a long time.
Yes.
So I would imagine they're probably just looking for anything that they can try to get on them because they want to pull them out of power.
Yep. All right. Other names in the news. Katie Arrington, a congressional candidate, hospitalized after she was involved in a fatal car crash over the weekend. Her campaign said the car was traveling the wrong way down a highway, struck the Arrington car, and the campaign said she suffered a fracture in her back, broken ribs, partial collapse of an artery in her leg. Ooh.
Oh, my gosh.
She had to go to surgery. So the driver of the other vehicle was dead at the scene. I'm imagining alcohol was involved in that situation. Don't you think? I mean, who's going to drive down the...
Yeah, something.
Right. Okay, Jennifer, sports news. England addresses domestic violence, the spike in domestic violence there at the it wasn't violence at the World Cup, but that's where they addressed it. I thought this was pretty interesting with all the people watching all around the world. What do you make of this?
Well, they have a captive audience, so they use that opportunity to address this issue. The World Cup has 3.4 billion fans rooting for their teams, but it's also a time when instances of domestic violence rise. Because of that, Brits are addressing domestic violence head-on with campaigns aimed at football fans. There are TV commercials running from the country's National Center for Domestic Violence, where they depict several scenarios of women being physically abused by their male partners. During the last World Cup, one UK police precinct received 897 domestic violence reports in their district alone. Domestic violence spiked in the northwest portion of England during the World Cup games in 2002, 2006, and 2010, regardless of whether the English team was winning or losing. They found a 38% increase in domestic abuse incidents when England's national team lost, and a 26% increase when the team won. So it really didn't matter either way. Research points to alcohol, warmer temperatures, unexpected losses as factors that could lead to domestic violence. According to the chief executive of Women's Aid, football fan culture doesn't help the situation, citing sexist attitudes, chants, and behavior at football matches that encourage an environment in which women are belittled and demeaned. So Women's Aid partnered with other football organizations to create Football United Against Domestic Violence to help try to go against this trend. That's pretty shocking. I wouldn't even think that through, but wow, I guess when your emotions are high, your testosterone's running, and you've got alcohol in your system, it creates a bad environment for women in the U.K.
Hmm. Yeah, yeah. Doesn't sound particularly wonderful, but it is, you know, this is the violence and the aggression. That's what it is. You know, there's so much aggression. That's kind of what we were talking about. People are just so aggressive about everything. They're angry. And what are you angry about? What's going on in
and
your
they
life?
They want you to know. They can't just be angry on their own. Right. They want you to know about it.
Yeah, right. Well, if you don't mind. Well, I mean, I said I was angry earlier about the stuff with Sarah Saunders. I'm not going to go punch somebody, but where do you go and where do you stop, I guess? Questions and answers. Speaking of questions, how do you use Calitrin? So many people ask me. Folks at Heidelberg, my alma mater, who listen to me on the radio, one fellow came up to me and I was really shocked. He said, "Does that Calitrin stuff really work?" And I said, "Yeah, it really does work."
Say, "Look at me"?
Well, I did say that I have lost. I'm not a typical person that looks like you really. I have a little roll, and I look sometimes like I could shake off a few pounds. But I've just decided that I want my body to look a certain way, and I want to be at a certain weight. And so that's why I work at it. And there's no better way for me to do this or for you to do it than with Calitrin, because it follows my lifestyle as a person that's interested in pretty much everything that's natural. I don't want gluck going into my body. And so if I have any gluck or you got gluck in your body, you can use Calitrin capsules, or you can take a tablespoon of Calitrin liquid with water at bedtime. This is something you don't eat or drink anything. You want to make sure you're a couple hours away from a meal for it to be most effective. What it does is work with the collagen in your body to add collagen. Collagen is the protein that is the body builder, the building block of your life. And it's all natural collagen that's the main ingredient in Calitrin. These people have been working with weight loss for 25, 30 years. This thing's been on the market for 30 years, promoting healthy, lean muscle and weight loss. That's what it is. That's what it does. And here's how you get it. You go to toploss.com, get 10% off on the first three bottles you buy, a free bottle after that. Be sure you use the DJV code in order to get that. And you can mention Doug Steffen, DJV, whatever. Toploss.com. This is the way to lose the weight. You can call them and have a conversation with them if you'd like. 833-TOP-LOSS. That's 833-867-5677. Take it from me. Calitrin works. ED. It's embarrassing, and prescription treatment is so expensive. There's got to be a generic prescription option. Speak to the folks at Marley Drug, a North Carolina pharmacy with a generic prescription treatment for ED that can lower your per-dose cost to around $2 a tablet. Get the information at marleygenerics.com or call 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310, 800-601-0310.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/creditscorecard. Limitations apply.
Hi, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4888. 86.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
53 after the hour now, Tech Talk time. Tari Keelan not with us today, so I will have the honor of bringing you through several items, hopefully of interest and import to you, including the fact that the U.S. government, the Air Force, has picked SpaceX to fly a secretive military satellite on top of the Falcon Heavy rocket, which took flight for the first time in February. The satellite, called AFSPC, sounds like an animal protection group. Anyway, this satellite launching in the summer or fall of 2020, Air Force confirming two proposals submitted for the award. This one from SpaceX, and then there was a joint effort between Boeing and Lockheed Martin, the only other company really eligible to conduct these military launches. It's all national security stuff. SpaceX has made no secret of its desire to compete with Boeing and Lockheed in this very lucrative launch contract business. They sued the government a couple of years ago for the right to bid because Boeing and Lockheed Martin pretty much had the whole thing wrapped up. SpaceX landed its first military contract a couple of years ago, ending the monopoly that these two companies, Boeing and Lockheed, had. This is the first classified national security payload that the Falcon Heavy will bring into space. This rocket boasts about three times the power of the Falcon 9 rockets. A new rocket, Falcon Heavy, got widespread public attention during its maiden launch in February when Elon Musk, who runs the company, decided to use his personal cherry red Tesla as the test payload, and that was what was in. That was what went into space. So images of the vehicle after the launch showed it carrying a mannequin in a spacesuit as it soared to spots above Earth, and it delivered flawlessly. So that's why they got the contract to do the next job. Let's see what happens, because it is really it's a new world order in this area. Boeing and Lockheed Martin have pretty much, and a couple of other smaller companies have been controlling this for a long time. So see what happens, how it shakes out. There's a fun feature to look forward to on the newest edition of the video game Cyberpunk. Let's find out.
The Geek Out.
The 2018 Gaming Expo E3 has come and gone, but one game previewed appeared with a bit of additional excitement. Cyberpunk 2077 from Project Red was shown to the crowd in a 50-minute demo, but what got everybody talking about it and giggling happens in the menu when a player creates their character. Cyberpunk 2077 will show full nudity, both male and female. Now, the game's creators insist this is important to the game's theme of what they refer to as transhumanism, the belief that humanity can go beyond its natural mental and physical form. So I guess that makes sense. Whatever. Obviously, Cyberpunk 2077 will be rated M for mature.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, what have we got here? Save money on car insurance when you rent a home. Auto with Grace. Save money on car insurance. You ready? Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. That sounded pretty good, I think. I could do it one more time, but I think that's... What do you say? Nailed it, right? Nailed it.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
All right, back on IQ Radio here. Supreme Court has ruled that law enforcement needs a special warrant to access cell phone location data, at least in most cases. Case that came from a number of robbery items from the year 2010 and 2011. Police got a suspect's location data with a court order, but not a warrant. Justice Department argued an individual's privacy expectation was diminished when voluntarily sharing information with a third party, like a cell phone carrier. Decades-old doctrine says there's no exception of privacy when giving information to someone else, but the Supreme Court has grown increasingly uncomfortable with that doctrine as it relates to modern technology. Something, can you imagine the founding fathers writing the Constitution thinking about cell phones? I don't think so. So in this Supreme Court decision, the Chief Justice John Roberts noted warrantless location searches are still permissible in the case of emergencies and for national security purposes. So that still is a part of the plan, but the constitutionality of some of this stuff is weakening as we have more and more dependency, or I guess just technology is inveigling itself into society and into our lives. So that's how that shakes out. A lot of Supreme Court stuff at this time of year. 59 past the hour on the DJB show.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.